What up, Donut Squad, and welcome to
Holy Matrimony, a podcast where we have the whole conversation about the humor,
holiness,
and hardships of marriage.
My name is Daniel Glaze.
And I'm Anna Glaze.
And we are That Catholic Couple. And today's episode is probably going to ruffle some feathers because I get really honest about my thoughts about Catholics who think that we can't celebrate Halloween.
And as always, I'm the voice of reason that calms my husband down and tries to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Enjoy! All right, Daniel, what have you got for me today?
Okay, so this past week, I assisted in our EDGE program's EDGE night, right? So our middle schoolers. Mm-hmm. And my middle school youth minister told me this story about how this middle school mother was coming to either, I think, drop off her kid. And she stopped our middle school youth minister basically like in the middle of the hallway and apparently like crossed her arms and said, "Why are we celebrating Halloween? Because our middle school is having like a Halloween like costume party on Friday night." And this is exactly what I wanted to bring today because I think it fits within like the holiness and humor side of our family, because I am so surprised that Catholics are so against Halloween. There are still Catholics who are against Halloween, and I don't understand why.
Right.
Like, why? Like, do you have any ideas?
I don't know if it was a Protestant issue where like, we've made that video, but we made it such a long time ago that I forgot exactly what we researched. On our YouTube channel.
Yeah, so we made a video on like, is Halloween from the devil? Can we actually celebrate it?
Back in the day. This was like 3 years ago.
Yeah. And I've seen like a bunch of Catholic mom YouTubers and a bunch of other YouTubers like around this time, they kind of make the same type of video that we made. I'm like, I never want to make it again. Is it okay for Catholics to celebrate Halloween?
Right.
And I am so surprised that this is an actual question still.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's okay to be surprised, but I think it's also good to take a step back and say like, okay, well, I guess it makes sense. I really feel like Protestantism really looked at it negatively. Maybe
why,
that's,
what do you mean?
I don't remember, but I feel like I remember reading something when we did our research of how like Protestant Christianity looked at it as like full on paganism and completely rejected it. And so then the Catholic Church, like, or not the Catholic Church, but some people within the Catholic Church, latched onto it and said like, oh, well, the Christians are right. Like, we can't celebrate it at all. But it's so crazy because a lot of times people don't know the history of how Halloween is actually a Catholic holiday. I mean, like, yeah, it started with Catholicism.
It's just the eve of All Hallows.
Of All Saints Day. So we should be praying for those who have passed away on Halloween, and then we pray with the saints.
Yeah.
The next day, right? So like we acknowledge death, but we also acknowledge that Christ redeemed death.
Yeah.
And we have eternal life with him. So we pray for both and we pray with both. Both of the crowds. I don't even know. I don't know. Both of the groups that have passed away. So it's like All Souls in Purgatory and All Saints in Heaven.
All Souls in Heaven. Yeah,
exactly. Right. So we pray for all souls. Yeah. I just totally butchered that. I'm also really tired, by the way, for those of you that don't know, we've been traveling.
You always say that. I am tired. I know you are.
I'm just really tired.
There's a YouTuber called That Christian Vlogger. I think That Christian Vlogger. Yeah. And he made a video recently on the title was, is Halloween is pagan. So what? Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of people think that all like Halloween comes from whatever kind of pagan tradition was around the fall time. I forgot what it was called. Right. And then it's like they believe that since it's apparently, quote unquote, rooted in that it's now still evil. And it's like, OK, what? It like the video basically says like it's a fallacy of generation, something like that. Essentially, like whatever it's rooted in doesn't necessarily make it evil. Right. Like, doesn't make it bad. Mm. And it's a fallacy in philosophy or logically to say, like, just because it might have been started, quote unquote, might have, even though it never truly was made or rooted in paganism. Therefore, it is now still bad. Mm. It's like guys, we have like 3-year-olds dressing up as princesses going around asking for candy. That's not paganism. Right. Like how do you still think, especially I'm talking like to our Catholics that listen to this, how is it still a question that is Halloween? Like, can we celebrate it as Catholics? Because the answer honestly is what?
Yes, we can. And we should. There was a thing that I remember in our video before was how we should reclaim this holiday for what it used to be. Like, as Catholics, we should be celebrating Halloween and doing it properly, whether that's like bringing the liturgical part into our home or inviting people into our home and saying like, we're actually going to pray for All Souls after trick-or-treating or before we go trick-or-treating, and obviously not be involved. It sucks because, yes, I can see the fear of doing something that did have roots or is considered or in the same assimilation of Satanism or paganism or, you know, any kind of demonic.
That's kind of the point I'm trying to get at is, how have these Catholics been celebrating Halloween then? Like, if they think that we're doing it in such a way that's demonic, how have they been celebrating? If you don't want to celebrate Halloween in a satanic way, then don't.
I agree with you, but I'm also trying to play funny coincidentally devil's advocate on both sides. I'm saying I think it shows the lack of knowledge on both sides. I think there are
which sides
there. So I think there are Catholics out there that don't actually know the true meaning of Halloween and All Souls Day that participate fully in Halloween, and then they say, well, like, we're Catholic, whatever, and like they give it a bad rap almost of saying, like, you know, you're letting your kids dress up as monsters and like how do I say it,
but how is that demonic? Do you know what I'm saying? Like the mindset of, if it's still like, yeah, I'm just trying to wrap my head, and maybe that's what you're trying to explain to me, is like, how is it that we still have Catholics today who still think that Halloween can't be celebrated? And by that's, I think maybe defining how to, like, Halloween itself as an, like how to celebrate Halloween, defining that
right,
might be the thing I'm trying to look at here.
I think that's where I'm coming from, is that like, there's a lack of knowledge. Like, there's a lack of research that has been done where a lot of times we get carried away by what's in the culture or by what's, you know, being fed to us through media or anything else or hearsay. And so we just fall into the bandwagon of, well, I'd rather just not, which, I mean, yoga is one like that too.
Well, like, where are we going with this?
Sorry, but like, there are Catholics out there that feel that yoga obviously has roots in New Age practices.
Some of it does.
Right. Yes. And so, but a lot of them have jumped on the bandwagon of, well, we're not going to do it at all. Like there is nothing good out of yoga. And
yeah, if you bend over to pick up a piece of paper, like you're still doing a yoga pose.
Right. Like there are yoga like, poses that are like natural exercise poses. And so we might ruffle some feathers with this podcast because a lot of people might say like, yoga is bad. And it is. I want to say like, there are, okay.
Yoga's bad?
Hold on. That's what I'm saying. The practice of yoga rooted in like your inner self and seeing the namaste. Inner self in another and namaste and all of that.
Yeah, your inner light.
Is not at all like rooted in truth and goodness at all. But you can have not a version of yoga, because you also don't want to like, I don't want to say anybody else is doing yoga, but exercise communities like Soulcore.
Yeah.
It's not yoga, but they do certain similarities in the exercise part of it, right? Like it's about, you know, enhancing your body, keeping your body healthy. They don't do any of the chakras or, you know, like, oh my gosh, what was that thing? I forgot what it's called, but like, they don't like their poses the way that yoga does. They don't even call them by that or even do them similarly.
Okay.
But they incorporate prayer and all of that. And a lot of people might still look at Soulcore and say, that's awful because you're messing, now you're muddling it all together. And I think it's bringing clarity to the exercise, to the practice of exercise and health, well-being.
So how does that apply to
Halloween? Sometimes people get into the bandwagon and the mindset of, it's completely wrong. There's no goodness in this. Where I'm on the team of, no, there can still be good in this. You can still take the good and amplify that instead of amplifying the bad or falling victim to say that all of it is bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really tired. I'm rambling.
I see what you're saying, though. Yeah. Like the idea of kind of going all in without doing your proper research about Halloween and yoga, of all any kind of physical form of yoga or any kind of practice in Halloween is inherently evil.
Right. Like that's all evil.
And anything that you do that relates to that Halloween or to yoga is evil and you should never do it.
Right.
And I agree that that's BS. Like that is the completely wrong mindset. But I just whenever I was hearing about the story and I saw the mom talk to my middle school youth minister, it was like, how have you been celebrating Halloween? Like, if you have not been celebrating, what I guess I'm trying to figure out is what version of Halloween do these Catholics that say we can't celebrate Halloween have? Like, what version in their mind of like Catholics that can't celebrate Halloween? When I think of Halloween, okay, I'll say it. I was going to ask you this question, but when I think about Halloween, I think about dressing up, hanging out with friends, going to get some kind of candy, even if it's just buying it and eating it, and maybe watching a scary movie or two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's like it.
Right.
And I'm like, how is that wrong?
How is that pagan worship?
How is that pagan worship?
Satanic, yeah.
Like, even if I dress up as a Dracula or even if I dress up as a zombie, like that dressing up, if it might be quote unquote like the pagans did, is so far removed from what they might think have pagan roots, that in my mind, it is asinine to think that you can't say you cannot celebrate Halloween as a Catholic.
Yeah, it's just it's hard. I'm so tired, but I'm feeling really gentle right now where I'm like, but I don't want to say that to people. Like I want to believe and give them the benefit of the doubt that it's just it's a lack ignorance of research. Yeah, I mean, ignorance, but without the negative context of it. Right. Like, I'm not trying to call them ignorant. But to assert objectively, it is ignorance. Like I'm not trying
to say it without making you. I mean,
right? Because it can be taken negatively. Yes, yeah,
I see what you're saying, but it literally is ignorance.
Right? Like they don't know, and maybe this does come from like their own history with Halloween and like what they were taught and fed as kids. Like I don't know. There's some
I'm trying to picture what. And it sucks
because there have been types of people that have taken Halloween to that extreme. Like,
oh, I mean, that was
like
actually
up portals to talk to people, like opening. Yes, yeah, like
I agree. Like night. The idea of thinking that just because it's Halloween, that the quote unquote paranormal energy is higher.
Right.
And other people. OK, and let me make that distinction, because I think you're right. Like, I'm talking about celebrating Halloween in like the commercial way. Right. And the idea of like going out and getting candy.
Right.
I'm more. Yes. Obviously, messing with Ouija boards, asking spirits to come talk to you.
Mediums, palm readers,
talking to demons and all this other stuff should never be done, period, let alone like collectively as a group during Halloween.
Right.
Like that should never, ever, ever happen. You're inviting way too much into your life. But that is not what people do normally. I'm gonna say normally when they celebrate Halloween. When people say, can we celebrate Halloween? I really hope they're not asking, can we celebrate the demonic? Because that's not at all what Halloween has become.
Okay.
Commercially. Okay. Commercially. Because I think it's a different question if a mother were to come up to me and say, sorry, Daniel, like my daughter can't come to this Halloween party because her friends did something. Like I'm trying to think of an example and I really can't think of one though, of like a specific mindset of saying, I don't want to celebrate Halloween because of blank.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I making any sense?
Yes, but I have a follow-up question.
Get her.
And I hope it makes sense.
Go ahead.
Okay. So you're talking about the commercial aspects of Halloween, right? Like dressing up, going trick-or-treating, asking for candy, coming home and binging all of that. How is that different from commercially celebrating Christmas and Santa Claus?
What do you mean?
Okay. So you're saying that we can partake in the commercial part of Halloween.
Yeah.
But you and I have an opinion on Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And how that we don't want to feed our kids that idea of... Is it a stretch?
I think that's a stretch
of a question? Okay, but...
Because I get what you're saying of like only celebrating the commercial part of Christmas.
Right, which is Santa Claus and the presents
and no Jesus.
Yeah.
I think as Catholics, we should be able to do both. Like, I don't see
like
why.
A healthy balance of
like,
both.
I was going to say, like not necessarily making your entire Christmas about Santa and not necessarily making them entirely about the gifts. But there's nothing inherently wrong with celebrating both the Christmas spirit of Santa and gifts and trees and Christmas carols and all this other stuff. And ensuring that that part that I just talked about is the secondary thing that you celebrate.
Ooh, okay.
Right. The primary thing should be Christ is born. The whole only reason we have salvation is because he was born of a virgin.
Celebrating us or not celebrating, but preparing us to get to that day.
To prepare, essentially prepare us
Advent,
for Lent.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Advent. Well, no, like I'm saying like Christmas is us already starting preparing ourselves for the crucifixion of Christ because he's born. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying is like, yeah, I would say that question might be a reach essentially is as Catholics, we should be able to celebrate commercially what Halloween is. And if we only celebrate the commercial side of Christmas and
the commercial side of Halloween without the primary purpose, which is to pray for all souls, right?
I mean, yes. Yeah. Like that's what I was going to get. Okay, yeah. It's like Halloween. You shouldn't just stop on Halloween nights where you go out and you get candies and that's it. Right. Like that shouldn't necessarily be how you celebrate Halloween. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is how you celebrate commercially, but then you should also say, okay, let's carry this into our Catholic faith where we celebrate all, well, not even celebrate, but we pray for the souls that are dead and the saints the next day. So yeah, I guess I'm just trying to figure out like, in what world can we not celebrate Halloween as Catholics?
Yeah.
And like, and I keep thinking about like, as a parent, in what way would I ever say, hey, Halloween's coming, let's go buy a Ouija board. Like, would I do that as a Catholic? And maybe you're right. Maybe it is ignorant. And maybe this is an entire podcast of me calling people out.
That's awful. Can we just title it that? Dino calls people out. So I think it is ignorance. I think it's people not knowing, like having a lack of knowledge. I also wonder if it's like a lack of faith, like conviction in their faith. And to the point where, even our last video or two videos ago when I talked about going to that Pentecostal church with Lily, like I got a bad rap a little bit on with some comments of saying like, well, you're about like, this is the first step in losing your faith. And I'm like, no, I am so convicted of
insecure
of, I know who Jesus Christ is. I know where the truth lies, which is within the Catholic Church. I know the power of the sacraments. Like I know all of this already that I can put myself in a position where I can go to a Pentecostal church and not be shaken by it. But I think I wonder if for a lot of people, the idea of celebrating Halloween, it might make them waver. Like, I don't know if that is also a stretch on my end, but like, I remember having a conversation with one of my coworkers of like,
I see what you're saying.
When you're in high school, like, you know, and they used to ask him all the time, like, can I go to this party? Can I go to this kegger or whatever? And he'd be like, can you handle that? Like, could you handle it? If you can't, if you think this is going to lead you into sin and tempt you, then absolutely don't go. Like, for sure. Why are you even asking the question? But if it's a place where you can go and actually be a voice of truth and reason and maybe even like shed some light on it, then go. Like, if it's not going to affect you, then yeah, sure. Why not go? Like, you have to, we're rational beings with an intellect that can make decisions like this.
We should be.
We should be. And so I wonder if people like Catholics also who like berate Halloween are also in the boat of like, they might not know their faith either. Like it might not just be a lack of knowledge in Halloween. It might be a lack of knowledge in faith themselves.
Yeah. I mean, that could like, be very true.
Wavers. It might. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the idea of something as foreign as Halloween, which they probably think is a non-Catholic holiday, quote unquote.
Right. Like they see it as
them
that.
So, yeah, exactly. Shakes them so out of their element that they don't know really how to handle it, period. Right. That makes sense.
I don't know. So again, I'm just giving them the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, I don't want anyone to hear
I think this is a perfect example of like who our relationship of like, I call somebody, I'm like, come on, don't be dumb. And you're like, Daniel. Like you need to see it from their perspective. And I'm like, hell no, it doesn't make sense. You're like, Daniel, it makes semi sense to maybe some other people. I'm like, but that doesn't make sense. And you're like, Daniel.
But then you give me reason too of like, no, but this is dumb. I'm like, okay,
you're
kind of
right.
It might be,
but you should also
dumb.
Be more compassionate. Yeah. So it's fine.
Welcome to our marriage, everybody.
Exactly. So let's take a quick break before we get to our freestyle. to say thank you to our wonderful patrons. This week's exclusive extra Patreon podcast is going to dive a little bit deeper into why we specifically chose the costumes that we're going to talk about on the freestyle because of how much we freaking love musicals. I can't really explain to you. Just go listen to it and make sure that you go listen to it by becoming a patron at thedonutsquad.com. All right, Anna, what is our freestyle going to be about in this episode?
Well, our freestyle is not like a surprise to you. I actually just want to talk about our costumes.
Oh, actually, that's perfect. Yeah, because we're doing a Halloween episode. You might as well talk about what we're doing.
Well, and I also want to share with people like what we're going to be doing for Halloween ourselves. Not just the costumes, but like how we're going to celebrate.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with Halloween night. So what are we doing Halloween night?
So I would like to come back home. I don't know if we're trick or treating because we're trick or treating with Lily at school, but it's not on Halloween day.
Like it'll be trunk and treat where they all do that. It's so freaking cute. Right. I'm so excited.
So what I would want us to do, what I had planned, is that we'd go to mass, stay, pray a rosary, and then come back home and start setting up our prayer board, which is like
what we did last year.
I really love that. I want to keep going.
Absolutely. Yeah, for the dead.
Also, this is a tangent.
Do we have all those photos still?
Yes, we do.
Okay, good.
And this is a tangent, but I am starting to realize how many traditions were like
starting.
I know. Because it's like year three of dressing up together as a family.
Well, because we always, like, I think whenever we first got married, one of the things that we talked about is how excited it is to start family traditions.
Right.
And how the fact that we all want to do kind of the same things that we've been doing is very exciting. And one of the things that we talked about as family traditions is the idea of a family costume almost every year.
Every year.
And I'm so happy that we're those freaking parents. Right. I'm so excited. Okay, so
but
actually,
then setting
speaking
up
of
our
that,
prayer board for exactly. the month of November yeah, yeah, yeah. and
cool.
having that keep
That's
going.
Awesome. Whatever. What are we?
Oh, yeah. Primary versus secondary. No,
I'm kidding.
Daniel.
I'm kidding.
Get it in order.
But so what's going to be our costume?
So our costume, though. Oh, well, is that it for Halloween, though? Mass, rosary, and...
Oh, no. But that's Halloween night. So I kind of want to like talk about I don't know if we're going out trick or treating, but let's imagine we are. And let's just say that the thing that we're doing about trunk and treat is going to be our quote unquote Halloween.
That'll
so what are we dressing
Halloween
up
festivity.
As?
Yeah. So we are doing a trunk or treat. We're entering the trunk decorating contest. And we are going to be not Wizard of Oz. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be the cast of Wicked.
Anna is going musical. To be Elfie or Elphaba.
Elphaba. Lily will be Glinda the Good Witch or Galinda with a ga. Because if you've
yes,
seen the
musical,
deep
cut.
That's
yeah,
a deep
some
cut.
People might
oh
not
my
get
gosh.
That.
Okay. Daniel didn't laugh. You were supposed to laugh at that.
Because it wasn't funny. And then I am going to be the Scarecrow, which is really funny because I actually played the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz in like the seventh grade. And I'm actually wearing the exact same hat because my mom is weird and kept this off
the
this
hat.
Entire time.
I'm so excited. And I'm so excited fits. That we get to, bring something from your past into this costume. So then we're decorating our trunk and entering the competition.
As Emerald City. Oh, I didn't know that was going to be a big revelation.
I was going to reveal it and you just
gave me
took
a pissed
it from
off
me.
Look.
I was like, dang it, Daniel. I just wanted to reveal it. Okay. So we're doing Emerald City. We're having a bubble machine. We're doing a yellow brick road. I just want to give people everything that we're doing.
We're hopefully
going
to have some lights in the back to like light up the Emerald City.
Like
we're going to have like an actual yellow brick road with some cool stuff. I'm so excited.
There's a cauldron with candy in it and I'll have my little broom.
Exactly.
Which also going back to the whole route of like Halloween and stuff. I'm really pissed about Sabrina the Teenage Witch becoming like a satanic show on Netflix.
Agreed.
I just want to change
that's a whole
that.
Different thing.
I'm so upset. But anyway, then for All Saints Day.
Correct.
Last year, we set the bar pretty high.
Is it All Saints Day or All Souls Day next?
Shoot, you're right. It's All Souls Day on the first and then All Saints Day on the second.
I think so.
I think.
Keep talking.
Dino's going to look it up right now. Anyway, Lily, last year, we set the bar pretty high for ourselves and dressed her up as Mother Teresa, the Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta.
And we're going to put all these photos and videos in the description. Linked in the show notes.
In the show notes.
This is a podcast, y'all.
And I say, oh my gosh, because it was the cutest little outfit I think I've ever made. I made it out of pillowcases, everybody, and blue painter's tape. It was my pride and joy that year. This year, she will be going as Saint Cecilia, the patron of music, which I'm so excited because obviously, if anyone knows our child, she loves music and dancing and singing. So we just thought it was very fitting to try to start teaching her about saints that she might actually enjoy herself and that she might really like. And so we're going to talk to her about Saint Cecilia.
You're right. All Saints Day is it's Halloween, All Saints Day, then All Souls Day. I was
there
wrong.
It is. There You're it right. is. Because then what I would like to do for All Souls Day is have the pictures like set up in the board, but then do like the Dia de los Muertos kind of thing.
Yeah.
because that's celebrated on November 2nd for us in Mexico. So
yeah, yeah.
And then going to mass.
Oh, and we're going to mass on Halloween on the Eve. That's right.
On the Eve, yeah.
And then yeah, okay, cool.
So but does that count for? Yeah, that counts for also the vigil. Yeah.
Okay, so then we're going to be praying for all of the, at least our, from what we have, are the, we're not just going to pray for our dead relatives, but we're going to obviously put those intentions up there for my grandpa, for a couple of my friends, a couple of my relatives, some of your relatives.
One of my favorite parts of that intention board for all passed away. It's showing Lily.
That's not it.
That's not it. Thank you for interrupting me. No, it's for...
Just gave me this look, you little jerk. But that's not it. Thanks for interrupting me. Okay, sorry. Okay, go.
My favorite part, though, is praying for all of our friends who have lost a child due to miscarriage or in infancy loss.
Yeah. We're gonna have to add a few this year. That's right.
It sounds a little morbid to say that that's one of my favorite parts. I think more so that it's my favorite intention to pray for, is to pray for all of these innocent children who have passed away, and that we actually know, right? Like that we know personally because of the family.
On All Souls Day, we need to go to the cemetery.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. That's right.
Oh my goodness. That's
year
right.
Three.
And go pray. Yeah.
Having for all the souls. Taking Lily to sprinkle holy water at the cemetery
and pray. Oh, what's the prayer of the dead, or what's
the litany of the dead?
Litany of the dead. That's right. Yeah. Okay, cool. So Halloween, let's kind of just wrap this all up and talk and kind of just summarize it, because I think we were everywhere for a minute. So Halloween, we are possibly not going trick-or-treating, but we're going to go to mass, we're going to pray a rosary, and we're going to come back and set up the
prayer board,
and then the
altar, right? Like
exactly. And then All Saints Day is when she's going to dress up as Saint Cecilia. And then are we going, we're not going to mass that day, but what are we
well,
doing
I was
that
thinking
day?
Maybe we should go to mass that day, because she should wear it out.
I think so too,
right?
I think so too, because we did that last time and everyone was like, oh my gosh, Mother Teresa's
at mass. She was the only baby dressed up,
and we loved it. And then on All Souls Day is when we're going to
go to the cemetery, sprinkle holy water, and pray the litany of the dead with Lily.
And that sounds like fun. I'm very excited.
Oh, and the Dia de los Muertos thing, which I mean, that's it. That's what we do. I used to go visit the cemetery. On All Souls Day. So.
Exactly.
I love this time of year. Same so here. Many great traditions that we're starting.
Agreed.
So many fun memories that we're going to
absolutely
create.
So if you want to see a lot of the photos and stuff that we're going to be posting, since it's Monday whenever you're going to listen to this, go follow our Instagram at is in effect, or and this is a special one, go follow either Anna at is in effect, at @AG_Glaze, or myself @D_Glaze on Instagram to see some of the other behind the scenes stuff. And we also want to say thank you so much, Nathaniel, for editing this podcast. You make us sound semi-decent.
You're the best. And also, if you haven't done so already, go subscribe to our YouTube channel, That Catholic Couple. That's where you can find us mostly. And you can leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Daniel's making fun of me because I butcher this all the time. Rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts. It helps people find it. Honestly, we don't even care if it's a negative comment. Just tell us what you think about the podcast. We would love to hear from you.
And we will hear you.
Oh, yeah. I say it all wrong.
And you will hear us on Monday.
Stay holy, my friend.
Deuce.
Adios.